Hi, and welcome to the Day Trading for Beginners podcast. This is episode 25. And in this episode, we're talking support and resistance. So this is going to be very much a beginner friendly discussion, sort of like an introduction to this concept. So my name is Tyler Stokes from StokesTrades.com. I am on a journey to become a full-time day trader. And we're at the stage now where we are studying technical analysis. So if you'd like to download my 6-month blueprint that outlines everything that I'm doing over the first 6 months of this journey, you can find a link to that in the show notes, or you can go to StokesTrades.com/blueprint. So again, we are at the stage now where we are studying technical analysis, and we're going to talk about support and resistance. So, you know, as someone who is, you know, studying to become a full-time day trader, that's what I'm doing. It's probably what you're doing as well. If you're listening to this podcast, we are starting to understand the importance of technical analysis and the fact that, you know, if we want to make money short-term trading, we need to sort of master this. So imagine, you know, being able to predict where the price of a stock might reverse or pause, giving you the confidence to make informed trading decisions. Well, by mastering support and resistance, you can gain an edge in the market, helping you to spot opportunities and manage your trades more effectively. So that's sort of like the sales pitch for understanding what support and resistance is. You can predict where the stock might pause or reverse. So in this podcast, you know, we're going to talk about, you know, just the fundamental components of support and resistance. And what I thought we would do, I've done this before in some previous episodes, is I've gone ahead and asked Grok, the AI tool from X, to sort of give us a fun and engaging definition of support and resistance. And then we'll talk about it in sort of more a form, and then we'll sort of have more of a formal discussion afterwards. So here's what Grok said support and resistance is. Imagine you are a mountain climber scaling the treacherous peaks and valleys of the financial markets. Now, imagine there are two magical lines that help you on your journey. One line is a safety net that catches you when you fall, so that's support. And the other is a ceiling that stops you from going too high, that's resistance. So support and resistance are like your trusty climbing gear. When you're falling, support is the rope that stops your descent and gives you a chance to catch your breath. It's the level where demand for an asset is strong enough to prevent the price from declining any further. Now, on the other hand, resistance is like that annoying branch that keeps poking you in the face when you're trying to reach the summit. It's the level where selling pressure is strong enough to stop the price from rising. These lines aren't static, though. As you climb higher or you fall lower, the support and resistance levels can change. Sometimes they even switch roles. It's like the mountain is playing a game of musical chairs with your climbing gear. So, next time you are analyzing charts, remember the story of the mountain climbing price. Support and resistance levels are your friends guiding you through the unpredictable terrain of the financial market. So I thought that visual of, you know, climbing the mountain, having the mountain be the price of the stock going up and down in different peaks and valleys, and having that support and resistance levels there might be useful for you to kind of keep that visual in mind when we're going to talk about it. Support and resistance in more detail. So let's leave that, and then let's jump into sort of more of a formal discussion now, or more of a formal definition, and talk a little bit about the psychology behind these levels and why they are there, and why they sort of keep reappearing there as well. So support and resistance, what they really do is they represent areas on a price chart where the market tends to reverse its direction or pause. So support is a level where a declining market, so a downtrend, finds buyers and begins to rise, while resistance is a level where a rising market, so an uptrend, encounters sellers and then starts to fall. So these levels are crucial for traders to identify potential buying and selling opportunities. So, you know, why support and resistance levels are essential. You know, many new traders often overlook the importance of support and resistance, focusing instead on some of these more complex indicators. And we're going to talk about these, like the Fibonacci levels, Bollinger Bands, and so on. However, support and resistance provide basic yet powerful insights into market sentiment and behavior. So they highlight where the market perceives value and then reacts accordingly, making them invaluable for making trading decisions. So in terms of identifying them, support and resistance levels can be identified across various time frames, you know, whether you're looking at weekly, daily, hourly, or even minute by minute charts. So a level becomes resistance if the market fails to break through it and then reverses downwards, and a level becomes support if the market holds above it and sort of bounces back up. So in terms of, you know, practical applications, traders can use support and resistance levels to make trading decisions. So for example, you know, if the market is approaching a resistance level and it fails to break through, this could be an opportunity to sell short with a stop loss above the resistance. If the market is nearing a support level and holds, it could be a buying opportunity with a stop loss below the support. So as the market is approaching this resistance level and it does not break through, because sometimes it does, and we're going to talk about that in just a second, you know, as a trader, you might feel that the stock is going to go down. So you might want to short the stock and then also have a stop loss in case it doesn't go down and it goes back up. And then in the other scenario, when support level holds, that might indicate to you as a trader that the stock is going to hold that support and reverse and come back up and trend up again, where you might want to buy the stock. So support and resistance, it works across all time frames and markets. And we're talking stocks here for the most part, but if you're trading Forex or commodities, you know, these levels can help you anticipate market movements and make more strategic trades. Now, do keep in mind that these support and these resistant levels, they don't always hold. So, you know, oftentimes they do, and you can kind of look back at a chart over time and you can see a strong resistance price of a stock, or you can see that there's a strong support on a price level. And, you know, trading that can be advantageous for you. But there's also times where these support levels become broken as well. They either break up or they break down to the downside. So we're going to talk about that as well, and sort of the psychology behind these levels. So in terms of support, you know, that's a price level where a downtrend can be expected to pause due to a concentration of buying interest. Again, it doesn't always pause, but if it does, that means that there's a lot of buyers. It indicates that buyers are willing to purchase the security, purchase the stock at that price, creating a floor, creating support. And then on the other hand, resistance is a price level where, you know, an uptrend can pause, not always, but sometimes, due to a concentration of selling interest. So there's more people selling at that level. So it shows that sellers are willing to sell the stock at that price, and creates a ceiling, a resistance to the upward movement. But again, there are scenarios, obviously, where these levels do get broken. So if we sort of look at the traders in, if we look at three types of traders in these scenarios, we can see how the price will be supported or will be resisted. But we can also see how there's situations where the price is going to break through. And then we'll talk about what happens when support gets broken or resistance gets broken. But if we look at, you know, long traders in a resistance situation. So if you have a trader who bought early and you're holding on to your position, you might see the resistance level. So you've charted it out. You know how to see the support and resistance level. It's been a resistance level in the past, and it's clearly one that's coming up. You might see that level as a potential point to take some profit. So you've held the stock and it's reaching this level that we think is resistance, and we may sell the position at that level, and that creates a lot of selling pressure. So if there's a lot of people doing that, then obviously that resistance level is going to hold. However, there's two other types of traders that could be in this trading environment as well. You've got maybe early sellers. So you have traders who sold maybe too early, and they might regret their decision as they see the price trending up and towards this level. And if the price surpasses the resistance level, they're going to buy and buy and buy. So they think that the stock is going to continue to rise. So there's maybe a lot of buying pressure. And then you also have short sellers at a resistance point. So you have traders who've taken a short position because they are expecting the price to fall because of this resistance level, and it has in the past. And that could be a good price. It could be a good strategy. But if the price actually breaks, there's not enough selling pressure above the resistance, then you've got all these traders that now need to buy back because they had a short position thinking that the resistance was going to hold, and they need to buy back and cover their short positions. And then you've got more buyers, and then you've got the stock that's going to break through the resistance. So that's sort of, you know, three examples of what might be happening at these various resistance levels. So in terms of, you know, breaking the resistance, when the price does that, it breaks through a resistance level, it signifies that the buying pressure has overwhelmed the selling pressure. So in the past, you know, these levels were resistant levels because in the past selling pressure was higher, but now buying pressure might be higher. So the combined action of, you know, early sellers potentially buying back in, or short sellers covering their positions, and maybe new buyers entering the market, push the price higher. And this momentum can cause a sharp increase in the price at the resistance level. So that's an example of breaking resistance. So doesn't always happen, but again, resistance doesn't always hold. Now, if we look at the flip side here and we look at the support, you've got similar situations, just sort of in reverse. So, you know, at a support level, you have long traders that might be entering the position. So traders may see support levels as a good opportunity to buy, believing that the price won't fall any further. So that creates a lot of buying pressure on a support level, and therefore the stock doesn't fall any lower. But you also have early sellers and maybe some short sellers coming in. So if the price falls below the support level, it signals that the selling pressure has overwhelmed the buying pressure, and then traders who were long might panic and sell their positions, and then short sellers might gain confidence and increase their short positions, driving the price down further. So obviously at any point, the stock can rise up or rise or fall down. So at support levels, support can hold, but support can be broken. So when the price breaks below a support level, it often leads to panic selling from long traders and increased short selling. And this creates, you know, a downward momentum, again, causing the price to fall even further, as the support level now will turn into a resistance level. So there are times, obviously, when support and resistance holds, and you can trade that. And it's important to understand that. But there are situations where support or resistance is broken. And what happens is they become, you know, support now becomes resistance, and resistance becomes support. So the roles are actually reversed. And if you look at a chart over time, you can see how this happens many times throughout a stock or an asset's history. The roles do become reversed. So when a resistance level is broken, now it, moving forward, it often becomes a new support level because the psychological dynamics have changed. So think of it this way. You know, traders who, we're talking resistance here. Traders who maybe missed the initial breakout might look to buy at the previous resistance level, now seeing it as a buying opportunity. So the prices broke out and people are going to buy, seeing that as a new opportunity as the stock might go higher. You've got traders who took profits initially as that the resistance. So we talked about that. Those were the long traders who, when the stock price rose towards that resistance level, they sold thinking that, you know, that resistance level was going to hold. But now that it was broken, they might re-enter the market as the price retests this previous resistance level now as support. So you got even more buying pressure. And then again, you've got the short sellers who thought resistance was going to hold. They were selling the stock short, thinking it was going to hold and come back down, but they're going to cover their positions and buy more and cause the price to go up. So that's how resistance can rise, and now it becomes a support level in the price of that stock. And then on the other hand, similarly, you know, when support is broken, it often becomes a new resistance level because traders who bought at the support might sell if the price rises back to that level to minimize their losses. So, you know, if you bought at the support thinking it was going to be support and the stock price fell, and as it retraced back up, you want, you know, want to get out before the stock's going to go even lower to cut your losses. You might be selling more at that level. So now it's not a support level, it's a resistance level. And again, short sellers might add to their positions if the price rises to the broken support level. And now seeing it as another selling opportunity, another, you know, resistance level. So sort of, you know, if you can kind of follow along with those different people, the different players in the game there, understanding the psychology that's going on with these support and resistance levels, it helps traders anticipate market movements. Again, nothing's perfect, but you know, it can help you with some of your trading decisions. So resistance levels, you know, break when buying pressure overwhelms selling pressure, and then support levels break when selling pressure overwhelms buying pressure. So the role reversal of these levels, it's driven by actions and reactions to different types of trades, including, you know, the long traders, then the short people, sellers coming in to sell short, and then the people who sold early and rebought back in. So, you know, just recognizing that these patterns exist can help us make more informed decisions and better predict price movements and just better understand what's going on with these support and resistance levels. So, you know, we're not trading right now. We're studying, but just to understand the different roles and the psychology that's going on, when you look at a chart, you can maybe think now about it and understand that, you know, there were, you know, early, there were long positions that decided to sell at this level to take profits, but, you know, you had short sellers who were anticipating this to go to hit that resistance and come back down. But, you know, if the stock broke up, then they were covering their positions and then people were rebuying back in. So I think, you know, hopefully there you can kind of get a better picture of the players that are the market participants and what they're doing that's creating these support and resistance levels or these breakouts of the levels. Now, also keep in mind that these patterns, they don't work perfectly. They don't always happen this exact way. And, you know, what was support? Support can be obviously be broken. Resistance can be broken and so on. So it doesn't always mean that these trends will continue, but there is a pattern to them. Looking back on a chart, you can see that these levels, there are strong levels in many stocks where they do act as support and you can trade off those levels, or they do act as resistance and you can trade off those levels, but just know that, you know, it doesn't always work perfectly. So in terms of a quick recap here, you know, technical analysis in this whole, you know, world of technical analysis, support and resistance, it's like the invisible hands guiding the price movements of a stock or a financial asset. So think of support as the floor of a room and resistance as the ceiling. And when the price of an asset reaches support level, it's like hitting the floor. So there's a tendency for the price to bounce back up. And when price reaches the resistance level, it's like hitting the ceiling and the price will bounce back down, but not always. And again, understanding these levels, it's crucial for day traders and for us beginners to help identify what could potentially be an early entry or exit position. So if the price is approaching a known support level, it might be a good time to buy as the price could potentially rebound. And on the other hand, if the price is approaching a resistance level, it might be a good time to sell as the price could potentially fall back. But also, these levels are not set in stone. They can change over time. And once a support or resistance level is breached, it can flip its roles. So the price breaks through a resistance level, and then that level now becomes a new support level. And if the price falls down below a support level, that can now be seen as a new resistance level. So again, keep in mind, there's always the advice out there that you should also just trade the trend. So, you might not want to anticipate these support and resistance levels and short a stock or buy into a stock as it's reaching a support level. Eventually what we're going to do is we're going to learn more about, you know, specific strategies, and just knowing that you can do these, you can trade this way around support and resistance levels, but you don't have to as well. But just, you know, understanding these is going to help us make informed decisions later on when we do sort of have a strategy, we are paper trading and you're eventually trading for real. So just understanding the approaches here can help you redefine your strategy moving forward when it is time to actually make some trades. So to sum it up here, you know, support and resistance levels, they're like the invisible walls in a financial market. They help guide the price movements. They're crucial for us day traders to understand. They help us identify what might be good trading opportunities in the future. So I think we'll wrap it up there. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. I think in the next episode or later on this week, we're going to put a YouTube video together where we're going to talk about support and resistance levels with trend lines and then sort of talk about them and maybe draw them out on a charting platform and a charting software. So, you know, if you're not subscribed to the YouTube channel, you might want to check that out if you want to see a video and some visual representation around support and resistance level. So I recommend you do that. But until the next episode, I hope that this was useful for you. And again, we will be back with another episode next Monday. So thanks so much for listening. Subscribe to the podcast and anything that's important, you can find it below in the show notes. So thanks again, and we will talk with you in the next episode.